Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. College football is in town. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to head to, are we heading to Lincoln, Nebraska, or are we heading to Arrowhead Stadium? I don't know where we are headed, but we are going to have a Nebraska guest join us on the show. They are in town later today, taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats. Rob, have we ever been to Lincoln, Nebraska before? I'm just trying to think of a time that you and I have ever headed to Lincoln, Nebraska before. I don't think we've ever had a reason to have a Nebraska guest on the show. We are very happy to have on Sean Callahan, who covers the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He's been covering them for quite some time, but I don't think we've ever had a reason to go out to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Did we have him on when they signed Raiola? That would be the only other time I can think of that, because getting Raiola was a huge deal. But other than that, I don't know we've ever had a Cornhusker on the show.
So coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Nebraska to catch up with Sean Callahan, who covers the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We are exactly 1 week away from the start of the NFL season, and Micah Parsons is still nowhere to be found for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll get into that. We got a lot of things to get into in today's show. Before we do any of that, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock. Right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you guys to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? If you could just tell one friend to check out the show, I would greatly appreciate it. And number three, I need you to remember that the show open is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place with 5 locations around town. You can stop in, grab yourself a bite to eat, grab yourself something to drink. Maybe you catch the Nebraska game coming up later today. Missouri also plays later today as well. We got a great slate of college football this weekend. So if you're looking for a place to grab a bite, also catch the game, the perfect place to do that is with our friends over at The Other Place. All right, let's split the lead up just a little bit as we are getting into the show today. Number one, we have to tip our ball cap to the Kansas City Royals. We talked a lot about this yesterday. The Royals, they had their back up against the wall. In the second game of this series against the Chicago White Sox, the Royals were down 4-0 heading into the eighth inning, and things looked absolutely bleak. The Royals pushed themselves up. They win yesterday's game. They had another must-win game against the Chicago White Sox, and boy, did they put a hurting on the Chicago White Sox. The Royals, over the last 3 days, did exactly what they needed to do. The Royals, I don't know if you can expect a sweep. It certainly would be great if you sweep the Chicago White Sox. They didn't. And I didn't want to move on too quickly after that first game. It all counts as one loss in the books the same. But what the Royals couldn't do is afford to drop a series to the Chicago White Sox, especially with the stakes this high. That did not happen. The Royals took care of business. The Royals did what they were supposed to do. They now sit 3 games back of the Seattle Mariners. So let's just all breathe easy. The Royals did exactly as they were supposed to, taking care of business against the Chicago White Sox. They take 2 out of 3, and now we look ahead to their series coming up against the Detroit Tigers. We'll get you a random lineup coming up in a bit. Just because it's football season doesn't mean that we break tradition. So we'll get you guys a random lineup coming up in just a bit.